following has been produced by PutThemInASong.com.
My name is Shane Yoder. I write songs for a living. And every day, I hear stories transform into songs. Now you can too.
And welcome back to The Root Note. If you haven't done so, go listen to Marty Ray Part 1. This will all make sense. But for those of you caught up, here you go.
What a beautiful thought I've been thinking. And when that came out, I was like, man, that's me. Like, I had never heard me before. That was just what came out of my heart. So from that point on, I was like, this is me, man. This is where my lane is now. And I'll never leave it. So that was it. That's where I discovered my voice, my actual own voice.
That's what I was saying. His tone is so recognizable.
Right.
And the way he plays and that sound that comes out, like he just plays one or two notes and you know, yeah, that's B.B. King for sure.
Right.
And you don't get a lot of guitar players like that. And you don't get a lot of vocalists like that either.
Two guitar players I can think of, Stevie Ray and B.B., mm-hmm. For me personally, that I can hear and go, okay, I know who you are now. But other than that, they all kind of mold together. But actual guitar players like you, you could probably pick out a few, I imagine. Mm-hmm. Like John Mayer, mm-hmm. right? You could probably pick him out.
Brad Paisley's one of them.
I think I could pick out Brad Paisley.
Steve Vai is very distinct.
Yeah, Brad Paisley has
a lot of quirk. Like, just like this quirky kind of sound, because that's his personality.
Yeah.
It fits him so well.
Yeah. He even does the commercials with it.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of money doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm very envious. Somebody else I just thought of, Waylon. I could probably pick out Waylon, even though I don't think he was a lead player. But the tone that his guitar put out, I believe I could pick out if I heard anything. You know what I mean? They say that that leather on his guitar made the tone sound different. Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Absolutely. It's not what you want wrapped around a $4,000 Martin to make it sound good. It definitely didn't sound good, but
you
it
didn't
was
like
different.
It?
No.
I liked it. I'm not a huge Waylon fan,
the wood
but on the certain songs I listened to.
But yeah, that's unique. You know, just like Johnny Cash would sometimes put a dollar bill in between the strings
for percussion.
For that. Yeah.
See, he did that.
I don't know if he was the first one to do that, but
I think
that's very unique.
You know the story about why he did that? At the Opry, they wouldn't allow percussion back then. So there was no drums. So it was just the... And then the lead guitar and then Johnny Cash playing rhythm. So they said, we don't have... that percussion was rock and roll. So they were like, you're not bringing no drums in here. So he said, all right, I'll get around it. He would put a business card or a playing or wrap a dollar bill, and that would be the
yes.
And so he was defying them right there because he wasn't a real confrontational human, it didn't seem like. Like, he didn't like confrontation, but he found ways to be confrontational with a purpose, Johnny Cash did. It, like that. Like, there was no reason for them not to allow him to have whatever he wanted to play his country music with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, anyway, I think that's amazing. Things like that.
Yeah.
Like trailblazers, like Johnny Cash. And he's like, if you think about country music, if anybody thinks about country music, they're going to think about Johnny Cash first. Don't you think?
A lot of people will, yeah. Traditional country music.
I think that everybody, here's what I mean by that. I think that everybody knows Johnny Cash.
Right, yeah.
Everybody, even if they don't know any country music, they know Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, I mean, they made a movie about him.
And he has the t-shirt with him flipping everybody. People wear that all the time.
You know that, that by the way, Walk the Line, the movie? They did a great job, by the way. It was a Walking Phoenix. And
one of my favorite movies.
They did amazing. They actually sang that stuff. You know, they
I
had
know.
Vocal. It's amazing that they did
I actually like some of, I hate to say this on in front of a microphone, but I actually like some of the songs
Dude,
that Joaquin did
like those
better
are
than
some
Johnny.
Amazing covers.
Yeah,
like that's essentially what they are.
One
but
of them.
What I was going to say is, I'll let you get back to
go
that.
Ahead.
But so in the movie, Johnny Cash's touring band and also the band that is coming out of the studio when he's walking up to Sun Records. That's earlier in the movie, but that band is they were called the Dempseys. They did like rockabilly stuff. And the bass player would always like stand up on his bass, and he was nuts. And they were all just super amazing musicians. There were only three of them, bass player, guitar player, and a drummer. And every time that they would play at Huey's, to people who don't know, it's pretty much just a burger joint. And every Sunday they had, there are these bands that would just play at different locations. And, you know, but I remember watching them every Sunday. I would travel around and watch those guys.
You would watch them?
Yeah. Every really? Sunday I'd go to Huey's. Okay, where are they playing? Okay, they're on Poplar. Now they're down in Midtown this week. And it,
is that all they did?
I don't know.
That's how they played.
That's how I knew about them.
What if they still play?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's actually sad if that's all they do, unless that's what they want to do.
Yeah,
maybe. It might be what they want to do. They might be all rich guys. I don't know. Then that's just fun.
They might be. Well, I mean,
because Huey's ain't paying.
They're in movies. They're in movies.
That's true. They're walking out of. They're in a Johnny Cash movie.
Yeah.
But like I was saying about that, like one of my favorites that Joaquin did was "I Got Stripes."
Oh yeah.
Oh, man, I love that. I actually bought that one and listened to that one more than Johnny Cash's. I don't know if that's sacrilegious to country music or what, but they did so well at that. For me to say that he did better than Johnny Cash on some songs is weird, but he did to me. I mean, in my opinion, we all have our own opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
well, speaking of videos and I guess film, you kind of blew up online. And for those that don't know, you go by Marty Ray. Is that what you posted it under, or was it the Marty Ray Project?
The first video that ever went viral for me was a parody of a song called All About That Bass. You know, I know you like pop music, mm-hmm. So you're going to love that. And my buddy, I was actually in the middle of recording my second album, which is Expression, Not Perfection. And with a guy named Billy McCould. And so he and I were taking a lunch break, and that song, All About That Bass, comes on. And he goes, "You're actually all about that bass and beard," right? Like that. And because all about bass represents fat, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah, for you guys that don't know, Marty's like 125 pounds.
Marty's like a massive human. I had to bring in the heavy duty chair in here just to give a place to sit down. But the beard is massive as well, for anybody that's listening that doesn't know. So he was right. I was big and I had a big beard. So I said, "You know what? You're right. I'm going to write that song. You know I'm all about that beard, no stubble. I'm all about that beard, no stubble. I'm all about that beard, no stubble. All about that beard." Yeah, it's pretty clear. I eat a lot of food. My beard will catch it like it's supposed to do. I got that beard bloom that all the girls chase. All the right hair in all the right places. I see them weak beards working at Hipster Crop. My grandma's got more hair. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beard beauty, come on now, comb it up. Every inch of this is perfect. I ain't never gonna chop. Now my grandma, she told me that some men could only try. But with that beard you're growing, you'll keep women warm at night. She told me never to shave it, no trimming, no not at all. Because when it gets longer, then you'll get to write a song. You know I'm all about that beard, no stubble. All about that beard, no stubble. Knew nothing about making videos besides the few little crappy videos that I had made. So I started researching how to make a video, proper music video. Still, that first one wasn't that great, but I made it with I rented a nice camera, a Blackmagic production cinema camera. And I was like, I'm going to use this. Knew nothing about coloring, nothing about anything. So the video is kind of crappy. But I remember posted it one morning. My friend Brad and I, we drove to Nashville. He had an audition for some commercial or something. So we were driving to Nashville from Memphis. And he starts getting these texts and people saying, hey, I seen you on Facebook. He goes, all right, cool. Because he was in the video. And he was getting, he just keep getting texts, right? Because he was from Memphis. And so then he said, what are you, he called one of them. He's like, what are you talking about? He said, I seen you in that video on Facebook, that beard video. And he goes, what? So he looks it up and it was at like 500,000 views. Like just, I mean, immediately, like that quick, boom, 500,000. That was in the glory days of Facebook. And so I was, we were just like blown away. We were like, what? Like, that's nuts, bro. And so then we just kept watching. It got to 1 million before we even got to Nashville. Got to 1 million views.
Jeez.
And then on the way back, it was like 1.5, 1.6 million, had kind of slowed down. But then the next day, it ended up at 2 million. And I got a call from, I got a message from Lad Bible, which is an English publication in the UK.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And yeah, Lad. And they wanted to do a write-up on my song that I did. And they that was the first time I'd ever, and it was another country. First time I'd ever had somebody write something, not even my own hometown paper.
I have a lot of UK listeners.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, they probably know about Lad Bible.
They probably do.
So then that happened. And then at that point, it was just Marty Ray. I did have a Marty Ray Project fan page up, but had no love there, you know, at all. Like zero likes probably, right, at that point. But then that video, I didn't even check it for a long time, my page. But that video was on my personal profile. And then at that point, I said, I want to be consistent now. Now I got something going here. This is actually something happening now. This is not just 30,000 views here and there. This is actually something. Like if people in England now have heard me, this is something happening. So I said, I need to nurture this. So then I started just making sure I did videos. I said, I got to be consistent and make videos. So I was being consistent, and there were some that did okay, some that didn't, but they were all doing a lot better than 30,000 views. You know what I mean? Back then, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. One morning, I made the post. This was still on my personal profile. Because I hadn't even went and checked my Marty Ray Project page to see how many people were actually finding that at this point and liking it and, you know, being active at that page. And there was like maybe two posts on. And so 3 o'clock in the morning, I had been doing for a long time, ever since I learned to play the guitar, I would take famous songs that I loved growing up, and I would try to make them acoustic. Like, how could I, a very, very mediocre musician, take and change a melody completely? And so I was playing around with songs like 1, 2, 3 into the 4. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance. So back on up, you know we're about to wrap this up. You know, so I was doing that and just chucking the guitar because that's easy. And then I did that one, and I did a Machiavelli one, and I was doing three, and it was those two, and then it was Ice Ice Baby, right? It was all right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention, something. So I was doing that like kind of a reggae thing, you know. And so I posted that at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I even on the original caption it says, I just want to be consistent. I'm sure this, you know, this won't go very far, but I wanted to give y'all something to listen to, right? Like that. Didn't think that it would do anything because this was not rap. This was not this was an old song.
Yeah, it wasn't a new pop song.
Yeah, there was no reason that this should have just caught fire because it wasn't in the news. It wasn't, you know what I mean? There had been no recent news about it. I mean, that thing went berserk, and it still does today. Like, it proves the massive size of that song in itself.
When was the last time you checked the views on that thing?
Well, on YouTube, it's at almost 6 million, but that's not what I'm talking about. It blew up. Which is still, like, I'm proud of, right? That's great. But on Facebook, we added them up back then, and it had 100 million collective views.
Wow.
Like, because here's what happened with this video. This video was nuts, man. still is. Every time it gets posted, it seems to go viral. Either little viral, which I call a million, I call that little viral, or big viral, which is 30 million, you know? And it, I have one of the recent posts is on my page. I just shared somebody else's post of it, and it was 30 million views, you know, like that, like nothing. But back then it was, it could be 200 million views collective. I don't know, because people still to this day, they steal that video and they post it to build their own page, you know, which is crazy. And Bam Margera posted it back then. His page posted it. World Star Hip Hop posted it on their page, on their website. All this. It was being posted everywhere. It just went bananas. I could not even believe it. I couldn't even keep up with the comments, with the messages.
Oh, yeah. There's no way to do that with that much, that many people.
I did pretty well at it. I still do. And it's still not. I mean, that's one of the reasons why my fans are so loyal, is because they know that I actually care about them. That I know that the only reason I have anything at all and I'm able to do music or anything is because of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the project is. It's them. Like, they're the actual project. I'm just trying to please them, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Because with that, if they all said, well, we're done, then I'm done. And I got to go do something else. So all these people are saying, hey, Vanilla Ice is one of my best friends. Give me your number. I'm going to have him call you. And I said, oh, okay, all right. At the time, I ran a record service, so it didn't matter if they had my number or not. But I was very leery. I was like, they're probably just lying. You know what I mean? And they're probably wanting something from me. They probably think I'm some big star, and they're trying to get something from me. So that's what I thought. But I didn't care, because I just ran a towing service had a 30 million view video that was just a tow truck driver. You know what I mean? That type of thing. And it come to find out, one of them was actually telling the truth. He was actually one of Vanilla Ice's good friends. So I get a call. This was about 2 months after the video posted, maybe three. And I answered the phone just like any other call that would come through, because it was a business phone. And I say, Glenn Ray's towing, you know, how can I help you? And it was a guy, he said, hey, Marty Ray, like that, you know, real, just a big personality, just like how you would imagine Vanilla Ice being.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know who he was. So it was like, hey, Marty Ray, like that. And I was like, hey, how can I help you? You know what I mean? Glenn Ray's. Why are you so excited?
And, did you just wreck your truck?
Or do you need hospital assistance or something, bro? Because you seem very lit. Anyway, so he said, hey, it's Rob, like that. And I said, okay, how can I help you? He says, Rob Van Winkle, man, what's up? I saw your song. And I go, oh, man, appreciate it. You like that? And he goes, yeah, man, I love that song, man. I was like, oh, I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate that. Still, I did not have a clue who this was, right? I had no clue this was Vanilla Ice. And so then he goes, it's Vanilla Ice, man. I said, excuse me? I said, yeah, right, man. I said, sure. I said, okay. He goes, man, it's me. I promise it's me. He said, I want you to come out to Miami and share the stage with me at the I Love the 90s tour we're doing. And I said, okay, all right, I'm there. Let me know, right? Still was not 100% sure this was Vanilla Ice. You know what I mean? Because I got some prankster friends.
Mm-hmm.
So then, sure enough, I get an email, and the event promoter asked me my information so he could fly us there. And so I said, at the time I wouldn't fly because I'd never flown before at the time. And I was terrified to fly. So I said, well, I don't fly, but you can pay for my fuel. And we all loaded up in my truck and we drove all the way to Boca Raton, which is just north of Miami, about 14-hour trip,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And got there. And it was so surreal. We got to the green room, and there's a video of Vanilla Ice coming in when I'm playing and just sitting there practicing. And he comes in and he sits down beside me, and that video is up, been posted several times too. It didn't go viral or nothing, but. He's just there, man. He's just vibing. I'm like, Vanilla Ice, vanilla ice, baby. And he's like doing this. He's like, woo. Like he's put his hands up. And I was like, man, this is amazing. Like this is the guy. This is Vanilla Ice, right? And he likes what I did. And so we go out on stage. And after seeing like Salt and Peppa, who are backstage with us, wow. Color Me Bad, and just all these people that we grew up
right.
listening to are just back there in a stage with me.
Yeah.
And I'm actually the one that's closing with Vanilla Ice.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's nuts, man. It's like God blessing. That's the only way I can describe it. The doors that have opened for me, I don't know how to open. I can't open those doors. He had to open them.
Right.
It's the only way. That's what I tell people. They say, what's your secret? I don't have a freaking secret. I don't know. I just put God first and he just opens these doors. I don't have a way to open these. So that's one of the situations right there. Same thing with B.B. King. Who gets to have a story like that with B.B. King?
Right, yeah.
Nobody. Like, you could hear 1,000 stories with B.B. King, and they wouldn't sound like that one. They might not even be as personal as that one. It's just really crazy to think about. But then, so we go out on stage, and he introduces me, and he says, this is in the video. He says, I've heard every version of Vanilla of Ice Ice Baby, from country to death metal, hip hop, and something else. And he goes, this is the best version I ever heard. And so at this point, I'm thinking, wow, pressure's on now. Golly, man. Like, you talking about nervous. I was like, oh, crap, man. Dang it. That's what I was like, well, let's see what happens. So backstage, this is funny. I probably shouldn't tell this, but backstage, he said, let's do something different that they haven't heard already. And I said, all right. I said, you want to sing? Because I said, I only sang the first two verses. I said, you want to rap the third verse? And, you know, just to the acoustic melody, rap it. So it would be slower. He said, yeah, let's do that. He said, yeah, let's do that. And I said, you want to go over? He goes, no, man, I got this. You know, I got this. He said, I've been doing it. I said, all right, bro. All right.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure he plays it every show.
Cool. All right. So then, we get out there. I do my part.
All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flowing like an awful. Daily and nightly, will it ever stop, y'all? I don't know. Turn off the lights, and I'll go to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and wax a jump like a candle dance. Caress a speaker that booms, I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best, it's a felony, love it to leave it, you better gain weight, better hit bulls out of kid don't play. If it was a problem, I would solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I, Vanilla Ice, Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby. Oh, Ice, Ice Baby. Yeah, Ice, Vanilla Ice, Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby. Oh, Ice, Ice Baby. Well, now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in, fingers all pumping, quick to the point, no faking, burning MCs like a pound of bacon, burning up. If you're not quick and nimble, you're crazy when I hear that cymbal. And I am with the souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo, rolling in my 5.0 with the rack top down so my beard can blow. If it was a problem, I would solve it. Check out the hook when my DJ revolves it. Ice, Vanilla Ice, Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby. Oh, Ice, Ice Baby. Oh, Ice, Vanilla Ice.
And I'm coming out of the chorus, and I say, oh, Ice, Ice Baby, take it away, Rob. So then he's like, take heat, because I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. It's my town. And he does that because he forgot the words. Because this was not the flow. That's why I said you want to practice it, because this is right. That happens to it's me, slower. Too.
Yeah, it's just, you don't even know the words at that point.
At
I'm
that
sure.
point,
it's just muscle memory.
It's weird. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that happens to everybody, I think.
Uh-huh. I'm
like,
sure.
I had to play these songs, Vanilla, like Ice Ice Baby, over and over again the way that I do it, just to be able to remember the song.
Yeah.
Because I was used to going, all right, stop, collaborate, and listen. Yeah. Ice is back. You know, that's the melody that he remembers.
Yeah.
And that I remembered. But it took me a long time, and I was the one doing it, to get to where that was just natural. Now that's more natural than the other way, because I've played it so much now.
Right.
But he forgot the lyrics. And at that point, you got this green hand, green thumb up there that's not even that great at guitar, right? And I'm just like, oh, crap. I'm just looking around. And then so I said, Vanilla Ice, Vanilla. I just went right into the chorus. And then he goes, y'all know the words. And so I was like, oh, no. This ain't good, man. So, but I think I cleaned it up well to be a amateur at the time. I think I cleaned it up so well. Like when I look at the video now, it's like I can't believe I had the wherewithal to just go right into that chorus right then because I was so nervous. And at that point, I was even more nervous. I was like, "Oh crap, man! What do we do now? Like I've never done this. This is not my kind of show. I don't know what to do here.
Right?
But I'm not gonna let it fail." Because I need this video. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but it makes for a better story now. And I hope that someday, because he and I are, I wouldn't say friends, but we have each other's numbers and we text every now and then, which in itself is weird. You know what I mean? That a guy grew up listening to Ice Ice Baby in my car all the time. Now, I never would have said back then, oh, I'm going to do a show with him someday. Like he and I will exchange word someday, you know. But that song is the biggest hip-hop song of all time.
Uh-huh.
It's very evident.
Yeah.
You can't take
everybody knows it.
Nobody can take that away from me. I don't care if they act like they don't like it.
Yeah.
They've heard it.
Right.
And that's what made this one, without me knowing it, that's what made my version of it blow up, was because of how big his song is. Because some people say, they'll make comments and they'll say, this is how it should have been done. This is how the song should have been. Talking about mine. This is how, and I don't like that either. They say, this is how it should have been. I'm like, no, because if it would have been done this way, you wouldn't know this way. It would have been lost in obscurity. You know it because of his way.
If you recognize a song, you're going to like it a little bit more. Even if you didn't like Ice Ice Baby, it wasn't your favorite song. That's a recognizable song. Mm-hmm. So you're like, what? Like, I never would have thought of somebody covering this because it's so different, for one. And two, it's just a fun song, you know?
Right.
And doing it slow and acoustic.
And emotional.
Yeah it's doesn't make sense, but that's automatically because they knew that song, it wasn't serious. And I think people enjoyed it a lot more because it was, what?
That's 100% the reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, this is Ice Ice Baby. Some people would even comment, and they still do. They would say things like, I never thought I would cry listening to Ice Ice Baby. And it always shocks me. And I'm like, you cried?
You cried? What? Somebody heard that? That is weird.
That is weird to me. But I mean, I feel emotionally when I'm singing, I always feel it myself.
Yeah.
Even no matter what I'm singing, I could be singing Skip to the Loo, right? And I'm going to sing it with passion because that's how I feel when I sing. So I think that's why they feel.
I'm sorry. I haven't heard Skip to My Loo since like fifth grade.
Is it Skip to My Loo or Skip to the Loo?
I don't know.
I thought it was about going to the bathroom.
Skip to My Loo?
I thought it was Skip to the Loo, meaning Skip to the Loo, going to the bathroom.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I really, Skip to the Loo, my darling. That's all I know of it.
Skip to My Loo.
Maybe it is My Loo.
I don't know.
Why is he telling, if Loo, because you know Loo is another word for toilet.
Why is he telling his darling to go skip to the bathroom?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Loo is not meaning what I think it means in that song. Like,
if she really has to go, I would not recommend skipping.
Don't skip and don't go to mine.
You want to slide there if you can.
This is an emotional song for that person. Skip to My Loo, my darling.
Yeah.
Coming to My Loo. And it's like, when you think about it,
I don't think.
That is freaky. You know, a lot of those nursery rhymes, though.
Yeah, I know. Like, round Ring Around the Rosie?
Yeah.
They're
freaky.
Yeah.
They're very weird songs. I don't even know who started saying, you know, let's start singing these songs about dead people's ashes mm-hmm. to our children and get them to
yeah.
run around a pole. So Polly was a song that was my mom always sang to us. It was a Polly, pretty Polly, won't you come go with me?
Oh, yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah.
So she would sing this, and we would be singing as a kid. Come to find out, it's about a guy who murders this Polly and buries her. The song even says, buried her so deep. I'm like, when I grew up, I was like, the freak, mama. What are y'all putting in my mind here? No wonder I'm so twisted.
The Root Note is brought to you by PutThemInASong.com. And if you don't want your kids to be twisted like Marty, maybe now's the time to think of getting your own custom nursery rhyme at PutThemInASong.com.
Side effects may include being overjoyed, priceless reactions, and death of regular gift giving.
PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think.
So let's talk about what this podcast is, because we're going to be writing a song together mm-hmm. for the first time in years mm-hmm. to introduce.
There's one time, no, you just sang one of my songs.
Wallet.
Yeah. I wrote a song called Wallet.
I tried to change one part and you're like, no.
Yeah. That was the best part is about, I mean, it was a Star Wars toy line. All right, guys, this is a song we're talking about. And this was like 6, 7, maybe more years ago. And all I recorded on was a USB mic. So you won't get this kind of quality at Put Them In A Song.
He's been trying to stretch his dollar. It's the stress from a single father. Got a cart full of divers and a Star Wars store. It ain't fair to break the heart of his happy little boy. He hates the fact that he's gotta choose. And the wall it opens up, 'cause he don't have enough. This ain't what he wants, but his boy is growing up. It's love, tough love, and the wall opens up.
Right?
And when I think back, I'm like, I don't know why I wouldn't have liked that.
I don't know why you didn't either.
Because I'm a huge fan of Star Wars. Maybe I wasn't then.
It was about how a single dad doesn't have enough money.
What for is the line?
A Star Wars toy in the checkout line. I don't remember the line. I don't remember the song.
Man, that was a good song though.
But what I was going to say is, I don't know what I was going to say.
You were talking about you and I. I said we've never written a song together. We've never written an actual song.
No,
together.
We collaborated in quite a few things, but never actually sat down and wrote.
So this is an exclusive situation happening here.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're going to...
Don't be so serious. Why?
We're going to collaborate.
You're looking at me very intensely. Like, come on.
What we're going to do is... Polly, pretty Polly. No, so what we're going to do is... I'm just saying this for the audience. We're going to write a song together, because you usually do this alone, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And we're now going to collaborate on your idea... Right, some genius idea that you thought up, which is a good, great thing. PutThemInASong.com, right? And you said, hey, thought about bringing you in and having you actually be the vocalist for the song. So that's what we... I said, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, for 10 songs on the Root Note.
Right.
We're putting up a special on the website. If you would like to have Marty sing a custom song, that's available right now at PutThemInASong.com.
That's available.
It's right available now. Yeah. It's called the Marty Ray Special.
Marty Ray Special, like a pistol.
That's what's available at PutThemInASong.com if you go get the Marty Ray special. And the cool thing about the Marty Ray special, you can also upgrade and get a acoustic video. And you want to talk about that, Marty?
Sure. So what we're going to do for the first time on his show, maybe for this, maybe only for this season, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But for all my fans or any new fans that come in from your listeners or wherever they come from, I'm going to do have a also an add-on to where I will send you a custom video, acoustic video. Like, if you're a fan of mine, you know exactly what that looks like. It'll be me sitting with a guitar and singing your song to you or to whoever you wrote it for. And that's you know, that's an add-on. You don't have to do that. That's an option out there for y'all. Is there anything else?
Probably, but it's getting really late.
I think we've exhausted every bit of information that we could possibly exhaust.
And we took the whole reason for doing this, we took 2 minutes to explain.
They say be selling 10% of the time. That's what we did. We sold 10% of the time.
It was less than that.
9 hours. What's 10% of 9 hours is, what is that?
It's a little more than 3 minutes.
Nine.
Let's convert that to minutes.
Yeah, we need the minutes. Is what we need.
Gosh, we're idiots. All right.
It's a perfect way. We don't want to have a whole show.
It's 540 minutes.
540 minutes. So, it is a little bit more. So an hour would be, of all the podcasts, an hour would be 10%.
54 minutes would be 10%. Yeah. We're not doing 54.
That's too much.
That's way too much.
That's too much. I know. That is way too much just to talk about what we're doing. We want to hear all of your stories. We love to hear stories, and we tell our own, and we entertain each other that way. And we want to hear your stories, and we want to immortalize those stories in a song. PutThemInASong.com is the place to do that. It's a very special thing that you've thought of, Shane, and
thank
I'm
you.
Honored to be a part of it.
So, if you go to PutThemInASong.com right now, and select the Marty Ray special. We're going to write your song together. He's going to sing it. You'll be on the Root Note episode. And there's also an option to add on an acoustic video, which means Marty will do an acoustic performance of your custom song so you can have a video to share with your family and friends. Now, how cool is that? So keep in mind, there's only 10 available because we're only doing it for this season. And I will be taking it down once 10 has been reached. So on next week's episode, Marty and I will be talking about a song that we wrote after we recorded these two episodes. Maybe it'll be on his new album, I don't know. But anyway, you'll get to hear it first next week on The Root Note. Thanks for listening.
The Root Note has been brought to you by Put Them in a Song, in collaboration with MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note Podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note.